Michelle Ware here. Join me as I chat, laugh, and get real conversations with my good friends on this podcast. Mark Sinapolo is back on my podcast, this time solo, and we explore his musical influences. Get to hear Mark's favorite song to play and his original song composition. I can't wait for you to hear his original song. It's so good, and I just want to listen to it over and over. On a side note, I keep on getting messages that this podcast brings a little entertainment for you, and for that, I want to say thank you for listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. I hope you'll enjoy this episode. Welcome, Mark Bell.
Hi, man.
Hi, this is your second time to be here.
Yeah, the first one is with Good Times.
Yeah, with the Good Times buddies. Yeah, yes. I just found out your group's name is Good Times, which is very, very nice.
Very good times.
How are you, Mark? It's funny because we're neighbors, but I haven't seen you for like almost 2 years. We were just talking about this the previous podcast.
Yeah, it's just few bus stops, right?
Why is that? You're so busy. How are you? I haven't seen you. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's good
to
hear.
Busy at work, but I'm good. Yeah. How are you, Mish?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Busy at work and busy doing all this podcast, but I'm enjoying. Nice. I love doing podcasts. Maybe you should also think about doing podcasts next time.
Yeah, let's see about that.
Yeah. Mark, I want to say before we start, thank you because every time that I ask you a favor, you would always say yes. You were the guy who would always say yes to, I think yes to anything. Remember the time that I celebrated my birthday, I said, Mark, I'm going to have a little party. Would you play on my birthday? And then you immediately said yes. I asked you to play Dave Matthews Band, 41, which is my favorite song and Ali's favorite song. Okay.
Ali's here again.
We're recording. I want to say thank you to Ali. I'm always recording at her place. Yes, just very. And I want to say that you're also very generous, not only with your time, but also with, you know, sharing your talents. You are one of the guys that I know is very talented. You sing, you write music, you play a lot of instruments, you play guitar, you're a good drummer. And what else can you play? What else? Ukulele.
Yeah, I play a little bit of
ukulele. So you're very talented. And not a lot of people knows this, but you're actually my college mate. We attended the same school. Yay.
FUP.
Yay. And I remember every, was it Friday?
Yes,
we have this Youth on Fire.
Yes.
And we would go to the main campus and you're going to play. You have like a band and we're going to play there. And I remember during prayer and fasting, we're also, you know, all of the students will pray. Or after, or maybe Thursdays or Fridays, we're going to go to U-Belt, the VCF.
Victory Christian Fellowship.
At U-Belt. I will never forget that. That's one of the most memorable part of my college life, you know. Like, you're so on fire with God, you know, worshiping God with these students. And you're part of it. So I've known you for such a long time.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Very long time, Mesh.
Yeah, you're a good friend, Mark. And once again, I want to say thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mesh.
We're going to talk about your music influences because you're a guy who just loves music. I mean, you have your regular job. How's your job, by the way?
Now it's a bit busy, but yeah, I think.
And you're working from home.
Working from home because of this pandemic.
Yeah, true. So we're gonna talk about your music influences, but before that, Mark, we have this little segment again. You've done this the last time,
yes.
So I'm sure you're familiar with this. So I got a couple of questions to you.
I can still say pass, right?
please don't say pass. Please don't say pass. Ali is saying never say passed. So all you have to do is just to answer fast. This is the rapid fire question. So I have a couple of questions for you. So just answer whatever you want to answer. There's no, you know, right or wrong, whatever.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Mark.
All right, you're ready.
Okay. So when are you most productive?
At night?
Yeah. What time you usually go to bed?
Recently, like 12 or 1 a.m.
Okay, it's pretty late. Yeah. What is your favorite song?
Favorite song? That's a hard question. That's a lot. Yeah.
For a musical guy, what's your favorite?
Yeah, well, like probably any songs from Run River North.
Yeah. Okay. What terrifies you?
Pass.
Okay, spring or autumn?
Spring.
Favorite sound?
I think anything acoustic.
Oh, yeah. Favorite name?
I haven't thought that actually.
Well, you can say anybody's name.
Favorite name.
Mark. Which is your name.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a boring
answer. That's a very good answer. Thank you, Mark, for answering. You just said past again. The next time, I'm not going to allow you to say past anymore. Okay. All right. Mark, who inspired you to, you know, make or write music? Because ever since I know you, you're like the guy who just, you know, always holds his guitar and play and sing. So who inspired you to make music?
I would say it's my father.
Okay.
Who, I started learning guitar when I was 10 years old.
10 years old.
Yeah, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And then I usually see my dad playing acoustic, and he really likes like OPM folk songs.
Uh-huh.
So like Freddie Aguilar,
really?
Like those kind of stuff. And then I was really inspired by my father.
So do you sing along with your dad when you were young?
Sometimes. Uh-huh. He actually taught me the basics of guitar.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
And then
you're gonna have a little duet.
Yeah.
Father and son.
A bit.
Okay. Does your father still, you know, play music?
Yeah, still play guitar.
How old is your dad now? Please don't say past today.
56.
56, yeah. So basically, that's actually my second question to you. So music runs in the family.
A bit, I would say. Because like all of my siblings are like can play guitar.
Yeah. Oh, they can play.
Yeah.
They can play. Yes. So yeah, your brother Videl also plays. I remember he also plays drums.
Yeah,
or...
he plays mainly guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then a bit of drums.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your favorite song to perform? Or what is your go-to song when you are in, you know, karaoke? Definitely, you're gonna play this song.
I think I would go for "Just Say Yes." Yeah.
Just Say Yes.
Yeah, Snow Patrol.
Right. You know, it so happened that I love this song. I was talking to Tim Timothy
okay. The
last time. He is the first guy that I've interviewed on this podcast. I said I've heard you guys play this song "Just Say Yes" when you were doing
it's in Artistry.
Yes, I think that was your EP launch or something. Yeah, I heard that you guys sing this song. It was amazing. So you're gonna play this song today.
Okay.
Yes. So indulge us, Mark, with your good voice, and we just want to hear the song. All right, the stage is yours.
Okay. Let's do this. Just tell me today and take my hand. Please take my hand. Please take my hand. Just say yes. Just say there's nothing holding you back. It's not a test.
Mind only love.
That's That's it, Mish.
Alright, there you go. I love this song. Are you dedicating this song to someone else right now? No.
Oh, it's for everyone.
Okay. Very safe. Always very safe answer, Mark. You know, I remember you were the one who, can you say recruited? You were the one who asked me to join in Kids Church Music.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember that. Yeah, yeah. And then I remember...
Yeah, ask you to be a worship leader.
Yes, yes, I remember that. And I gladly say yes because, of course, I wanna sing music for God. But I remember this one time that we were rehearsing. So it's like a full band, mini band. So our yell, you know, on the keys, yeah, and then you on drums. But you're basically the one who's overlooking the band. And then I'm doing the worship lead. So during... It's a praise song, so it's an upbeat song. And then there was this part pre-chorus that I was singing, and then suddenly you just stopped. You were playing drums, and then you just suddenly stopped, and you said, "Mesh, you called my name," and said, "Mesh, you're off tune."
Is it?
Yeah, you did. I will never forget that. I said, "I know," and I'm so shy.
I'm sorry,
Mesh. No, it's okay. That was one of the most like crazy and funny experience that I had, you know, at Kids Church Music. So you have this really good like, I guess, sense, you know, in music, you know, when a person is off key or...
Yeah, I would say, like, probably every musician can, like, can relate to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's not just to say that you're wrong or something like that, but I think when you're in the band setup, it's like you try your best to improve everyone and to make, like, your sound better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes, like, actually, me personally also... receive a lot of like
criticism,
corrections.
Corrections.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially when I'm playing drums. So,
yeah.
But for me, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
because
it
improves you.
It is. I actually find it every time they remember that. I said that's so hilarious. I will never forget that because Mark just called me out. And I'm so because I am not really that good in singing like upbeat song, fast song.
Okay.
So I can sing like worship song, those mellow song, but fast, I really get like, you know, scared maybe. Yeah. Mark, I want to ask you, what is it about music that you are so passionate about?
I would say music can like really send messages to people. So like if for me, like I'm really passionate about music because I can somehow relay like something through music, so it's like some sort of avenue for me to say something.
That's true. And actually, even for me, that's very true. I agree with you because for me, even when I'm tired, you know, whatever genre it is, I will just close my door and just listen to music, and I feel so relaxed. So
Yeah, me too.
So give it a chance. Whose music artist you want to share the stage with or play with, and tell us why? This one I'm curious to know.
If you know the band Run River North, yeah, that's.
I don't know. Yeah. Can you tell me about?
So they are like
Run
River North.
Okay, I'm gonna start listening to them.
Korean American.
Okay, but they're based in America.
Yeah, based in America.
Okay.
So their genre is indie folk.
Indie folk. Okay.
Yeah. And then they actually wrote awesome music.
Uh-huh.
And the so okay. Yeah, but they're actually really good. The lyrics wise, the melody, they're really good, yeah.
Okay. Maybe one of these days I'm gonna listen. Especially we're
working
from home, and when you're on break you just wanted to listen to you wanna be introduced to new music, right?
Yeah. Actually I think they are really underrated.
Don't know them, you know?
I think more people should listen
but
to
absolutely
them.
They're on Spotify, so I'm gonna go ahead and check it out. What is your songwriting process?
I start with melody. Actually my weakest point is like writing lyrics.
Uh-huh.
So it really takes me some time to write lyrics.
Yeah.
Usually I thought of a melody and then tried to match a lyrics with the melody that I come up to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great. Mark, I want to ask you, do you go for writing songs or singing? Give it a chance. Choose one.
writing songs. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, writing songs. Though I love to sing, but To be honest, I really don't like my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't buy that. Really?
Actually, one of my goals, I would say, is to write a song that someone could really sing. Like, so yeah, I would like, for example, there's an artist that I really like, and I would write a song for that artist.
That's nice. A lot
Yeah.
of people are doing that. I think, who is this? Did Ed Sheeran? There are artists who would write for different artists, right?
Ah, yes.
Yes. So yeah, there's a lot of. I think, was it who wrote for Britney Spears? Was it Lady Gaga wrote for Britney Spears
I
before?
am not sure.
Who was that? Or is okay? I'm not sure. So don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But basically, what I'm trying to say is that different artists could actually do collab, you know,
Yeah.
with different artists. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that you prefer writing
Yeah.
than singing. Okay, and speaking about writing, so you have this original song which you're going to indulge us today. So I want to tell you, Mark, that if this song just goes on air, if this song gets so popular, I'm gonna get a royalty for this. Do you have a recorded video of this, you singing on YouTube?
I have it's the one that from the Artistry,
Okay.
from the EP Launch of the
Oh,
Fox.
okay.
So
Oh, whatever.
I performed
Yeah, oh,
this
whatever.
song.
I'm gonna get a royalty for this in any case. Okay, you're gonna help us play this song. It's called Vertical Velocity. This is the song that
Yes.
you've written here in Singapore. The very
Yeah.
first song that you've written here in
Yes,
Singapore.
yes.
Maybe I'm gonna ask you after you play this, tell us why you write this song and what is, you know, with this song. So I'm gonna give you the stage again, Mark.
Okay, yeah, let's do this. The song is called Vertical Velocity. Pushing myself to go high, far away from the ground, where I will not be found. But I'm falling, falling, falling. I'm falling, falling, falling. And I'm falling, falling, falling. Falling back to you. Ooh, I want it to flow. Take me away from this boat. In the air with the trail. Gives the joy and the tea here. But I'm falling, falling, falling. Falling, 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 and I'm falling, 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 I'm falling back to you. I just wanna be with you.
Oh my gosh, all I can say is that I am falling for this song. This song is so good, seriously. It's like I'm listening to, I felt like I'm listening to Ben Folds 5. I don't know. Was it like, sounded like Ben Folds 5? Whatever. I think I'm going to ask you to play this song on my wedding day. Yeah, I will definitely ask you to play this song. But real quick, Mark, tell us about why did you title this Vertical Velocity?
So I think the song is about some things or people or situations that you want to move away from. But you end up like going back to that like specific thing.
Or person.
So it's I titled it Vertical Velocity. It's like, when I'm writing a song, I like to use metaphors and like just to compare like things that I feel into some objects. So what I imagine in this song is like a person like trying to like throw something, and that thing like just keeps falling back to the ground because of gravity.
Then
I just want to like it's the vertical velocity. It's like the in between of like that falling scenario.
I get you. That's so good. I mean, which year you wrote this song? Where were you?
I wrote this actually 5 years ago.
5 years ago. So that was 2016. Yes.
Yeah.
So were you like so in love? what is the state of your emotion when you were writing the song? I'm just curious. I felt like only a person who's so in love who's gonna write this song. Because even me, if I am, you know, if I am just inspired, I think I can write a poem or I can write a song. So I think I can send something here.
Yeah, I think
maybe.
I would say my writing style, on my writing process, it starts with emotion.
Emotion.
Yeah, emotion first, then melody.
So can we say that you are in love in 2016 is why you've written the song?
Yeah, I think I'm in love.
Gotcha! Okay, and can I ask who? No.
I would answer pass.
You would answer pass, definitely. I'm not gonna force you to answer. But that was really a good song. I loved it so much. I think I hope that this song gets aired and a lot of people will be able to listen to this song. It's nice. It has a good melody, and I would ask you, what's your hobbies or interests, you know, outside of music?
Before I played badminton. So I think that's one. Then other than that, like watching movies. I really like watch movies.
And you love eating steak.
Yeah, eating steak. Yeah.
I always saw that on your IG post. Steak and wine. Wine tasting. Yeah. The last time you asked us to join you doing wine tasting, I think I'm overseas. Yes. I wasn't able to join you. But next time you could invite us again for that.
That's,
yeah. So, Mark, there you go. Thank you so much for being
part of
this podcast, for sharing us your talent, your good voice,
sharing us your
original song. I'm telling you, if this song gets really popular, we're going to get big. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Once again, you're so generous sharing your time and energy and your talent.
Thank you, Mesh.
Yeah, I want to see you again real soon. Thanks for listening. Catch you again on the next episode.